You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, it's AfterBuzz TV's Californication After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Californication After Show.
Welcome, welcome, fans. Sorry for being a little late this week and getting this podcast up. But nevertheless, like Bing, I am here doing it. Californication Season 5, Episode 10, Perverts and Whores, aptly titled. Obviously, when Karen asks, how's your day? Hank says, I spent it with perverts and whores. But before we get into the episode, I do want to say a little thank you that you guys can give to me in return for doing these podcasts is really rating and commenting on iTunes. It's all I ask for in return, and hopefully you guys enjoy this. So just let me know what you guys think. Anyway, let's get right into the story. This week, a lot of stuff happened in the episode in terms of for it being such a short episode. And it, for the most part, it was we followed Runkle and his storylines, and then we followed Hank and his storylines. And obviously, the two met in between multiple times. But, you know, we also I like how we touched upon Karen and then Becca and her boyfriend. And then, obviously, Marcy kind of comes back into the picture with what happens with Runkle. So, you know, really, Hank and I wouldn't even say Runkle more so were the catalyst for everything that happened in this episode. The show opens up with Runkle talking to Karen, saying, hey, you know, let me see him. You guys, you know, basically, Runkle knows if that Karen and Hank hook up, then all will be well, so to speak. And there's a great line that that Runkle says, and I like that he's pretty self-aware to say this, or I don't know if self-aware is the word, but the fact that he says, you know, you guys are always just a quick moment away from being back together or whatever. I'm paraphrasing here. And obviously that comes into play later, which I'll talk more at length when Hank and Karen at the end are together. But in terms of Runkle, you know, obviously his world is coming crashing down. I predicted this in the early episodes, how he really would fall for Lizzie, and she has just shattered his world. And you know what? In terms of girls in LA and doing that, obviously you hear a lot of stories in terms of getting the part and sleeping with someone, or in this case, Lizzie does a blowjob to Stu, and obviously Runkle is devastated by this, and so you kind of hear stories about that all the time. The thing that made this story really, really interesting, you know, I thought initially, obviously the big thing was, should Runkle tell Marcy or not? And, you know, I like how they pose that tension in the meeting with Stu and Runkle, where Stu says, you know, why would you do that to the mother of your child? And, you know, because initially even I thought, well, why wouldn't you? And as the episode progresses, first off, it's hilarious how in pain Runkle is and that he's not afraid to show it. Just sheer comedy. But in terms of Marcy, he really had that sweet moment, because you knew she was thinking at that moment, like, oh my God, Stu cheated on me, which to me begs the question, has he done this before with other actresses or whatever it may be, and she just hasn't said anything about it? But she definitely has had that feeling, and then Runkle reassured her and lied to her, saying, no, it was just some other guy. And what was weird is that Marcy, you know, she was like, I feel for you, but can I go now? So, in terms of predictions, I know this is jumping a little ahead, but there's definitely going to be some problems between Stu and Marcy that come to a head in the penultimate and the season finale. Let's see. And by the way, in terms of Runkle and his relationship with Hank, obviously they'll make up, but it's nice seeing Hank kind of stick to his guns and just really throwing some fighting words. I'm taking meetings with other agents and things like that. Because the whole point is that in this episode, everyone's saying Runkle's a shit agent. When Larry meets Runkle, he's like, I'm not going to shake that hand. I know where it's been. And so, he's really looked down upon as a scumbag. And in many ways, he obviously is, not just because he jerks off in his office, but obviously to sign someone who Hank doesn't like, who is also the boyfriend of Hank's daughter. But nevertheless, as fucked up a relationship that Hank and Runkle have, there really was that strong friendship. And unfortunately, Runkle just went the distance that he shouldn't have gone against the wishes of Hank. And, had he not done that, obviously they would be together. But I think that bond is too strong for them to stay apart too long. And, which transitions nicely into Hank's storyline, because as he's finding out, he's looking for other agents and things like that. And at the end of the day, they may, as they said, Runkle may have hindered his career such and such, but there's no one that's going to care about Hank the way Runkle has. There's no agent's going to let him into their house in the middle of the night. No agent's going to basically undo all the fuck-ups that Hank has done. So, I would say, what happened in this season or in the past couple episodes, Runkle and Hank became agents first, whereas in the past they've always been friends first. And I think they'll return to that. So, but in terms of the Larry meeting, which is the name of the new agent, I like how he's being promised these things, and Hank is sort of saying his aspirations. And, as much as here's kind of the problem with, when you look back at careers and things like that, Hank says it's because of his agent, and obviously that's what Larry tells him. Also, it's because you need someone in your corner, and that's true. That is very true. But also, I think, you attract kind of, well, how should I word this? I mean, you can't, at the end of the day, you got to take control of your career and things like that, and make your manager or agent work for you, or publicist, whatever it may be in the entertainment industry. And again, because Runkle and Hank have always been friends, that stuff, and Hank was working and deals were coming, it's never been really brought to light of, what's Hank's actual aspirations. And, in Runkle's eyes, it's more about Hank misses Karen, and so that's what I got to focus on, rather than getting him to work with, in this case, Hank's favorite director, Lars. But, so, I think that's the problem. And you know what? It'd be interesting if they kind of reassess, both their friendship and their status as client and agent. Just for Runkle to say, what are your dreams? Do you want to work with Lars or people like Lars? Because, now I can make that happen. And obviously, and speaking about Lars, the director, first off, what a funny concept for a story. And obviously, in terms of what Hank thought of it, I don't know if he thought it was the most brilliant idea in the world, or I certainly don't think that was the case. But I think in that moment, as Lars explains the Mary Magdalene horror story and making the Bible sexy, so to speak, Hank's like, I'm gonna trust this guy, and He has a vision. He sounds like he's confident. And you know what? Why not get on board? And so, you know, the Dog and Pony Act was pretty much sold. And it wasn't a Dog and Pony Act. You know, it's one thing to, you know, a lot of these meetings, people can bait and switch you into, you should sign with me, such and such. But basically, you know, Larry made the deal and it was on the table. And so best way to show Hank that he should be with Larry. And then obviously Lars goes one step further because he has the prostitutes. And I like that Trixie's back. I love their relationship from, I believe it was season two, when they first met. And, you know, I think she's a lot of fun. And I, you know, the scene in which they're getting ready to have sex, I really like, you know, the actions they're taking. They're basically catching up and then just getting right down to business. It's not even romantic. It's just, you know, old friends seeing each other over coffee, except, you know, in this case, coffee is sex. You know, because they're both just taking off their clothes so meticulously while paying attention to the story rather than paying attention to the lovemaking. And then, obviously, in that scene, Lars is basically, I'm not going to say it, but he's pretty much about to rape one of the prostitutes. And the only saving grace for that, the reason why it's not an actual statement, is because as Hank's saving the girl, you know, he asks her, like, are you okay with being peed on? And she nods her head. If that wasn't there, definitely would have been much worse. But I'm glad that they didn't go that far where he was basically raping a prostitute, because that just would have unfortunately been a little bit too much. And I do feel for Hank in that moment when he punches Lars. You know, he turns around and says to everybody, he was my hero, what, you know, but you forced me to do this. And, you know, sometimes that happens when you just meet the person you absolutely love and they turn out to not be what you expect them to be. So, and, you know, in terms of that storyline, what I also like, we're getting hints of Karen, obviously, when they're talking about going back to the bedroom scene with Hank and Trixie. You know, they're talking about Karen and Becca and catching up and things like that. And, you know, it's just a nice reminder how much Hank does care about Karen and how much, you know, the act of sleeping with Trixie would just, you know, it'd be the equivalent of having coffee with a friend to Hank. And that's effed up to say, but so it, such is the case. And anyway, speaking about Karen, what I really liked how it came full circle was the fact that at the beginning she says, you know, not Karen. Hank says, you know, how's your day, honey? And then at the end, Karen says that to him when Hank returns. And then the bomb comes. Becca's always at odds. I feel like she's always going to be at odds with either Hank, or as I have officially named him, Hank 2.0, which is her boyfriend. Now the hired screenwriter, of course. You know, Hank, you know, at the beginning of the episode, he was making throw up sounds and Becca obviously didn't like it. And then, you know, obviously, full circle at the end when Hank has to console Becca, because our Hank 2.0 is now Big Mom speaking with Collie, and Hank warns him, don't do this, but, you know, based off of the previews, there's going to be a lot of stuff coming. So that about wraps this episode up in terms of, you know, thoughts and opinions on my end. I'm going to go to a quick commercial, and then I will be back with some predictions for episode 11, the penultimate episode, right after this.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Hello. So next week, obviously the Collie and Hank 2.0 saga. Well, I don't know if it's next week, but it obviously will come to a head. I can't believe how much they've got packed in these next two episodes based off the previews. Obviously, you know, they're teasing that Runkle will take a bullet for Hank. There's going to be a fight between Becca's boyfriend and Hank. And then, you know, they're sort of going to make up. At least, you know, that was based off of the preview last week. Runkle and Lizzie, I don't know what's going to happen there. I think Marcy and Runkle will probably get back together based on things. And then, you know, the good news for Stu is that he gets a nice piece of hot young ass with Lizzie. And obviously she'll like it because she will get to be an actress in many movies since he's an awesome, awesome producer. But in terms of anything else, it's always kind of hard to predict. You know, I don't want to be wrong, I guess. And they take so many twists and turns that it's just tough. But anyway, that wraps up this show. Oh, and one last thing. I forgot to mention, when Karen and Hank are together, they have that one quick moment when Hank says, you know, this could be our last night before your husband comes. And, you know, again, she considers it just like Runkle said, you know, they're always a moment away from getting back together. But that's all I have. Again, rate and comment on iTunes. And if you want to support AfterBuzz in another way, please, please vote for Maria Menounos and Derek Huff, or Team Manuff, as they are called, on Dancing with the Stars. Voting begins tonight. And go to AfterBuzzTV.com. There's an instructional video of how to vote. And remember, you got to vote in your time zone. So even if you're like me in California but have a Connecticut area code, you got to vote East Coast time or whatever the time zone your area code is from. We'll see you here next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.